Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and it's been interesting. We've just gotten back to the ranch, basically, and you know, we've been working cleaning up the storm damage, and we've got the greenhouse done. That's all up. We've got one of the other roofs secured, and we just did five roofs yesterday and totally resurfaced the top of the roof and got it all fixed. And the inside of the roof, we're still mudding those and getting those fixed and repaired. So hopefully we'll have everything done by May 1st, which is our opening date. There's a lot of people calling the ranch and trying to find out, you know, when they can come up. So just give us a little time to get things straightened out. And we've got some work crews are going to be coming in and helping us out, some volunteers. So that's going to be good. And if you want to volunteer, just send us an email. Send an email to eSETIReservations, you know, at gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of us. But, yeah, a lot going on. I'm getting inundated with emails with people saying, you know, I feel something's up. Something big is about ready to go down. And they can feel it. They don't know exactly what it is, but they know something's going down, and it's not going to be business as usual. And from all of my research and all of my other experiences and my spiritual information coming in, you know, it definitely is not going to be business as usual, because the powers that were are going down. I mean, they're not going to be functioning much longer, and there's going to be a whole different situation here. So, you know, basically we've been indentured servants into slavery for quite some time, with the Constitution being totally corrupted. You know, there's the Constitution for the United States of America, and then that is the original Constitution, and then there's the Constitution of the United States of America that's attached to the USA Corporation, and that whole program's going down. So anyway, good news is the Republic will be reinstated, and I think that's coming not too far in the very near future. And we're going to be operating out of the old Constitution, and we're going to have all of our rights restored. Woo! Can't wait for that one. But anyway, it's still nasty out there. There's still a lot of cleanup to do. The old guard is rearing its ugly head and doing all it can to keep in power and stay alive. And we just have to hang in there, because it doesn't have too much longer to function. And so, and the reason I can say this is because this whole program depends on the draconian grid, you know, the old grid, the Archon grid, whatever you want to call it. It's a draconian law, and it's called the Archon grid. And that's what we've been under for quite some time. The Earth was hijacked a long time ago. And so ever since then, back in the days of Marduk and the Anunnaki and everything else, that was the worst hijacking that happened, when the reptilians came in and some other things happened. So it's a long, long story. One of these days, I'm going to do a little fireside chat, not to steal the one before me, but and to talk about, you know, film it and talk about the real history of Earth and what really happened on Earth and up to now. And so we are getting ready for a huge reset. I mean, it's not just the money that's being reset, it's the whole infrastructure. And, you know, that's pretty much in the works right now. When this is all going to be announced, I'm not sure. You know, it may be announced at the 1st of May. Could be sooner, could be a little later. You know, we're not sure when this is going to happen. But things happen when they're supposed to happen. They're, you know, we can't set exact dates. We can kind of get close and tune in and ask the higher dimensional beings what they see in the future and get information that way. But still, when you're dealing with time, it's a rough one, because their time is different from our time, and they like to say soon and things like that. And soon may mean, you know, tomorrow, or it may mean, you know, a few years. So you just never know. But I do really believe that things are going to be happening in weeks and months versus years. So things are changing. They are coming down. I've noticed too, with a lot of people have been feeling the earth is really shaking and rattling. There's three earthquakes over in Hawaii, and Ashley and Joseph are over there in Hawaii, and they got shaken up pretty good. by those, and they said it was a really different type of quake, though. It was a dropping quake, like you're on an airplane, and all of a sudden the airplane just drops and falls, you know, and that's the type of quake they were feeling. And those are the ones that usually create tsunamis, so luckily they weren't that big, and so I don't think there was any major tsunami activity. But when you have those kind of quakes, and they are of a significant magnitude, you end up with usually tsunamis being generated. And, you know, they're very worried off the Kona coast there that area right there is subject to some massive quakes and slides and things like that. So anyway, a little heads up for that area. You might want to keep an eye on that. There's a lot of volcanoes going off, just one volcano after another, after another, after another. We had a massive solar storm hit the Earth, and it was like a river, you know, a solar river coming off the sun. That came in, and when I saw that, I said, well, it's going to be a ride. You know, we're going to have quite the ride here coming up here real soon. And sure enough, we're getting the quakes and the volcanoes going off, you know, after this solar event. And, you know, I haven't checked in the past couple of days, but I can really feel there's still a lot of solar activity. There's something big going on, you know, with the sun. But as we talked about earlier, when the sun does its thing like that, you know, especially with this river of solar energy that hit the planet, it's going to affect your bioelectric fields around your body. It's going to create, you know, everything from emotional outbursts to comatose, where you just can't function. You just have to lay down and rest. And then it's going to create severe weather, crazy weather anomalies. And then the next thing, you're going to have an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, which is all the above has happened. And it's like clockwork. So, you know, watch the solar observatory, watch the SOHO site, you know, keep an eye on it. There's Suspicious Observer, I believe, is a good site. You know, they give you updates on the sun. Dutch Sense, he gives some really good updates on the earthquake activity. And a lot of the mountains and the fracking that's going on, which is creating a lot of these earthquakes, you know, so it's another really good site. I like Dutch Sense's work. But there's a good, you know, there's a lot of good sites out there that are covering these events. And, you know, it's, you know, we just need to do the research on them, you know, to keep an eye on what's happening. We wanted to do call-ins today, too. We were working on two guests, and we thought we had things nailed down, and it didn't work out tonight. So we'll do another call-in show. I've been away for almost 4 months. I've been in Japan and Australia and Maui and Detroit and just been traveling, doing workshops and classes, and it's been quite an intense journey, but I'm glad to be home. We had a beautiful sunset the past two nights, thanks to Evergreen Aviation, you know, our CIA front that actually used to be a big drug running operation, and now it's turned to chemtrails. So, you know, thanks to them, we've had some lovely chem sets. I want to say, like, lovely Kimbos, like the sun dogs, you know, that are, but they're chemical. They're not a real sun dog. And then we've had the sunsets are just phenomenal because of all the particulates that are being sprayed in the air. The more I'm learning about what's being sprayed in the air, and the deeper you do the research, the uglier it gets. It's just unbelievable. And it fits right into the inoculations and all the other things. What I've noticed is that all these doctors that are dying were privy to what was they're putting in the inoculations now, which is Nogales, which is, you know, creates cancer and actually totally eliminates your ability to fight cancer. And that's coming out in a lot of the inoculations right now. So there's a lot of things going on. It looks like the demons are rearing their ugly heads, you know, on the way out, and they're taking out a lot of people that are exposing them for what they're doing. So a lot of people that are exposing, you know, Monsanto and these other groups out there and what they're up to, and exposing the government that, you know, is, I don't know who they are. they're not for the people or by the people. I don't know who they are, but they're definitely for something other than the good of the people, and all that's being exposed. I don't know if you're watching the elections, but the elections are just, oh God, I, I, It's so ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous what's going on. And, you know, they're trying to install Hillary in there. She's got the backing from all the big boys, you know, to install her. But I don't think they can install her. I mean, she just has so much dirt. They're bringing up the Foster case, and they're showing that he was actually dropped there. He was murdered somewhere else. And, you know, and there's a lot of incriminating evidence about where that happened. You know, and so, you know, there's just so many things, the Waco thing that they were involved in, her and Billy, you know, it's just, it's all surfacing. And, you know, the emails, and it just goes on and on and on. And the Clinton Foundation, you know, and how it's just a big front, you know, if you want to get something done, or, you know, you make a big donation and it gets done, you know, so it's, you know, office for sale as usual. But, you know, all this stuff is coming out, and, you know, you can only be Miss Teflon for so long, and eventually some of it's going to stick. But, you know, blatantly to erase the emails and get rid of the emails and lie continuously to Congress and everybody else is, you know, that's an offense that, you know, at least you should be fired immediately, if not in prison, you know, so... you know, we can go on and on about this, and I'm not endorsing any one candidate, to be honest with you. I don't, it's sad, you know, it would be nice if somebody like Ron Paul got in, or, you know, his son seems to be, you know, cut off the same cloth. You know, there are some people in politics that probably would do a good job, but, you know, it's just going to be business as usual until the people rise up and just say enough's enough, or other things happen, and that's where we're going. So I believe the military is finally going to step in and put an end to the whole nonsense. That's what it looks like. It's going to happen because it's gotten so corrupt. There are certain elements within the military that were put in place a long, long time ago to be able to step in and take over in case, you know, the political situation gets so bad and so corrupt it's unfixable. And we're there. You know, we're undeniably there. And so, and we're all seeing it. You know, they did definitely bring us transparency. It's so transparent right now, you can't miss it. But I don't know, it's sad when I see people saying who they're going to vote for, and, you know, I ask them why, and they can't even bring me a reason. And then I ask, well, do you know their history, you know, their real history? And they haven't done any research, anything. They just watch the news every day, and the CNN and the other guys who are, you know, totally run by the dark arts and the Illuminati, and they tell them who to vote for, and they paint a really nice picture, and when you look behind the scenes, it's very, very ugly, and it's just glossed over. So anyway, the lamestream news is so corrupt. I put a story out where a German journalist and a whole bunch of other journalists came forward and said, you know, that this is so corrupt now, the news, that everything coming out is a lie, and it's all fabricated, and it's meant to control the people. And they have a 20-minute delay switch where if they don't like a story, they can shut it down at any time. So they can push a button, you know, actually 20 seconds. Sorry, it's not 20 minutes. They've got 20 seconds, and if they think the news is not going where they want it to be, they just hit the button, you know, and bam, you know, and they put another story in. So anyway, good luck. You know, if you're a journalist out there and you're trying to get the truth out, good luck with that, because they can always cut you off, you know, and shut things down. I noticed with anything about here, the local news will come out to the ranch and they'd see all these beautiful ships appear and things like that. It'd be amazing. And then they'd come back home and, you know, to the studio, and some of them would air it, and they'd give very favorable response to what was going on. You know, they always bring their debunker on, which gets debunked right away, because the debunkers are saying ships that are actually landing on the mountain and morphing from 1 to 3 is the space station, you know, and ships making right angle turns at several thousand miles an hour. And, and powering up and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And sometimes treetop level, you know, they're saying that, you know, these are meteors or satellites, or they always say the space station almost every time. They say, oh, this, they're mistaken, this is the space station. Like, come on, folks. You know, space stations do not land. They don't morph into three or four. They don't make right angle turns. And jets usually aren't chasing them, you know, or they just vanish. You know, they just pull away from the jet and just phase out and they're gone. But a lot of fuel being spent around here in these areas chasing these UFOs, and they're getting nowhere with it. So I don't, you know, they should just like stop wasting the fuel and try a different approach. So, you know, that old definition, the form of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. And that's basically what they're doing. So if, you know, if you want to have contact, you know, you've got to rise up to the occasion. That's the bottom line. If you want to know who these beings are, you're not going to catch them with a jet. It's not how it's going to happen. You know, you're not going to catch them at all, basically, because they're two or three steps ahead of you, because they're extremely telepathic and they know the future. So good luck with that one. So if you, in the interest of national security, if you want to know what's going on, it's wise to make contact with the benevolent ones and get them on our side to make sure that, you know, something malevolent doesn't come through and, you know, take care of business, you know, which they could very easily if it weren't for the benevolent ones. But anyway, there's just so much going on, but, I'm really feeling it's crunch time. You know, we're coming up to the 11th hour right now. The energies coming in are just off the scale. This solar stream that came in was part of that. You know, I'm seeing the dark hearts and their infrastructure is just falling apart. The people that are running that program are falling apart. They're exposing themselves and showing themselves for who they are and what they're about. And everything is being shoved right to the surface, and this whole Archon grid and this draconian law is just unraveling. And I just hope it unravels quick enough to where it won't, you know, hurt as many people, because there are a lot, you know, there's a lot of people out there losing their freedom, losing their homes, losing all kinds of rights and things like that because of this group. But I wanted to go ahead and give the call-ins if people want to call in and talk about what you've experienced. And, if, you know, if you're feeling these changes, you know, the number is 888-627-8008. Again, that's 888-627, and I believe it's 8008. But hopefully I'm giving that right. It's hard to read on this, but it might be 6008. Anyway, the writing is so small here. Hopefully they can give us the right number here. But it's either 6008 or 8008. I've got it. It's kind of almost unreadable on my – looks like 6008. But anyway, feel free to call in, you know, anytime. And if you've got some ideas about, you know, what's going down or what your feeling's going down, or if you're in the know, you know, and you have some inside information, you know, about anything, about free energy, you know, about you know, if you got anything about free energy, about boy, it's hard to tell if that's a 6 or an 8. I'm still trying to read this thing. It's, oh well, looks like 6008. But anyway, looks like 888-627-6008. But yeah, feel free to call in and you know, if you've got some inside information, if you know something about free energy or anti-gravity or the shifts or changes or some inside information about, you know, what's going down on the inside, you know, anything about the, you know, the military moving forward and what they're doing, you know, I'd love to hear about it. You know, so it's you know, that one thing I did see recently that I thought was amazing is Putin came out and started talking about the inoculations and what's inside the inoculations. And then I was sent emails about how many inoculations they're given to babies, and they look like freaking pin cushions. You know, they have a doll and they have all the inoculations stuck into this doll that babies are getting, and they don't have a chance. I mean, when they are done with these inoculations, their DNA is going to be split. They're not going to be able to connect, you know, to their soul, basically. They're going to be filled with all these carcinogens and cancer cause. They're not going to be able to fight cancer. They're not going to be able to deal with anything, basically. And if the inoculations don't kill them right off the bat or give them autism, they're going to be set on timers, you know. So I hate to burst your bubble, but that's what it's all about, you know. And a lot of doctors are going to get pissed off and angry about this, but do the research. You know, the research is in. There's a lot of doctors dying out there that figured this out, and they're pissed off about this. And so they started, breaking the news. Even the head of the CDC came out and talked about that, how they gave everybody autism, you know, with the shots, and they knew it was in there, and they continued to do it anyway. So, you know, basically, it's a pretty heavy karmic program going on there. So, you know, you can't feign ignorance, you know, when you keep watching babies and what happens to them after the shots. I mean, it's that's about as sick as you can get. So we can't call ourselves doctors or healers or honor our Hippocratic oath. You know, it's more like a hypocritical oath. But we can't go forward in any of this without doing the research and find out what we're injecting into these kids. You know, people are putting their trust in doctors, and they're putting their trust in these other administrators, and they're betraying that trust. So do the research. That's all I'm saying. Check it out. You know, find out why they're killing all these doctors that are coming forward and talking about, you know, when they do the research, they find Nogalies in the shots and all these other agents in there that shouldn't be in there. And they're very serious consequences, you know, to this stuff. So, you know, it's sad, but I watch people go in there, elderly people, and they get the flu shot, and then they come down with the flu right afterwards, and then they get really sick. And if it doesn't kill them, you know, it almost kills them, and they're just sicker than a dog for quite a while. And, you know, they go on till the next one, I guess. But, you know, I'm not seeing anything good coming out of these inoculations in any way whatsoever. So, you know, a lot of these diseases people are getting inoculated for are non-existent. You know, and they found it over and over again. A lot of the cases were misdiagnosed, that the problem was actually in the shots. And this has been shown over and over again, that the disease was a non-event. The shots actually created the problems. So check into it. Do some research. You know, figure it out before you can't figure it out, you know, or you expose your kids to this kind of nonsense. But anyway, I have people really close to me that are nurses and that I won't go into detail, but you know, they're struggling with this, you know, and they're saying, look, I'm not going to get the shot, and I'm not going to give the shots anymore. You know, like I'm here as a healer, and they're really struggling with this situation. They're being forced to either get inoculated themselves and actually give these inoculations. And so it's time for a big revolution, you know, I think, especially in all these areas. So I'm seeing in the future here that we're going to have a mass cleanup. And the reason I'm saying that is because there are some major heavy hitters coming in, 11th dimensional beings that are on their way here. There are already 9th dimensional beings, the benevolent Anunnaki, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Orion Council of Light, the Arcturians, and all these guys are coming in, and they're just, you know, taking down this old grid. There's going to be no more support for the tyranny and the actions against humanity and the earth and universal law is going to prevail. And that is the future. How soon that manifests, nobody knows. But I think it is coming really soon. But we do have a caller. We've got, looks like we've got Robert on line one. Robert, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hi, James. Hey, I've been on your show before in like 2011 talking about the vaccines, and I put out a report on that about the swine flu and stuff. But anyway, I wanted to kind of, you know, say, hey, you know, what do listeners of your show really think about Donald Trump? What do you think about Donald Trump? I don't know.
You know what? I've heard every story from that he's AI, he's, you know, I just got an email from Alfred Weber saying that he's AI and that he's in there to make a big show and then drop out so they can install Hillary. You know, everybody has these different stories about him. I've really liked what he's said because he is calling people out, and he's calling, the Bush is out and the Clinton's out, and he's calling them on what they've done in the past and things like that. And so, you know, I think he's playing a part, a good role that way. But is this another setup? You know how they do that? They'll set you up. And you think you've got a savior, you know, and that's the way they control people. They know you have to have a savior. If you don't have a savior, you'll riot. You know, the people will just riot, which they may anyway. But
I agree. I mean, we don't know. It could be a Trojan horse candidate. I just think that the way the media is attacking him, they're scared to death of him. And I was, you know, he's on Alex Jones' show. They talk about him a lot there. And at first, Alex was against him, but now he's 100% behind him. But Trump is talking about auditing the Federal Reserve. And they had Jerome Corsi, and I don't know if you know Jerome Corsi, but he's a conservative guy that's been around for a lot of years. Really sharp, really super sharp. And he's known Donald Trump for, I don't know, I think it's like 40 years. And he told Alex, he knows more than you do about all these conspiracies, Alex. But to me, I don't know. You know, I think he fumbles a lot and makes some misstatements and things like that. And I don't think he's the Nazi they're trying to make him out to be in the media. I think the establishment is just totally scared to death of the guy, because he might actually come in there and drain the swamp, you know, in Washington, D.C. I think they're afraid that their gravy train, their whole corruption gravy train and all the kickbacks and all the, all the corruption, you know, it would be, they'd lose out on all that opportunity. So, got to keep our ear to the ground.
That's going to happen one way or the other. Yeah, there's going to be a major cleanup.
Yeah,
that's going to happen.
I hope so.
One way or the other. But with Trump, it's like, Alex Jones, I mean, I think it's some of the stuff he's doing is great. But, you know, he was totally backing Barack Obama. And, a lot of people did. And because he said all the right things. And he's going after everybody. But then look what happened.
I don't remember Alex Jones ever backing Barack Obama. I thought he was pretty much totally against him from the get-go.
No, in the very beginning, he was saying all the right things, you know. I might be wrong, but this is what I've been told by other people. But, a lot of people got behind him, you know, and they were all, like, totally into it. And he said all the right things, and, you know, everybody's energy was up, and they go, yeah, this guy's going to do it. And then, you know, look what happened, you know, the same thing. So, you know, I don't believe in this system, to be honest with you. I think this system is so broke, it's unfixable.
I agree. I agree totally with you. But maybe there has to be some kind of transition there, you know, because we got a long way to go before people can live peaceably without government, right? I mean, you know, maybe we don't have that long, but at least we need, you know, some transition.
Well, what I want to know is who is he going to pick to be his, you know, politics.
That is a big question. If you follow how this whole Republican convention works, and you know, if we go back, there's an old saying, what is it, that presidents are not elected, they're selected. And there's an exception to that rule. The last two exceptions to that rule was Ronald Reagan and JFK, and both of them were shot, okay? And Ronald Reagan was at a contested convention. That's how he got in. But they, at the last minute, they forced him to take George Bush as his running mate, okay? So the Bushes figured they could just put a bullet in him, and then the Bush would become president. And so that's the danger with Trump, is that's why they're trying to steal as many delegates from him as they can with all the negative slur campaign they're out to get him on, so that they can force him to take one of these, Bush cronies or, globalist insider as a VP, you know, that type of situation, so that they can have some control. I mean, Soros is trying to get one of the other candidates to. Soros controls one of the other candidates. Kasich is his name, is a Soros controlled candidate in this race, and but there's a lot of political money, and the Koch brothers are they gave like $75 million to Mitt Romney to come out and put do all these negative campaigns against Trump to try and, you know, get him out of the race.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting, A, is that you've got all the you know, the big lamestream media and all these guys going after trying to take him down, and you've got all these other guys, these political people that know that are as dirty as you can get. They're all banding together because, you know, if he does, and he has started to expose, you know, the Bushes and the Clintons and things like that. If he continues, you know, I think he said, you know, if I'm president, Hillary's going to jail, basically. So, I mean, they're all scared, you know, they're all their dirty laundry coming up and him airing it. So to me, to have everybody
talking about
coming after him makes me wonder, you know, like, is this all show or is this for real? You know, I'm really hoping it is for real.
Right. Right. He's also talking about that if he becomes president, then we might find out somebody else was behind the 9/11 attacks. So, you know, he's hinting at 9/11 truth.
Nice. Yeah, you know, I haven't followed it because I've been on the road for 4 months, and I've been, you know, in Japan and Australia and was in Maui for a little while, and I just haven't been on the internet, haven't been on the road. And the whole political thing, every once in a while, it'll pop up in an email, and I'll watch, you know, the wife bashing and the other stuff going on. I go, oh, come on, this is like beyond ridiculous. And, you know, from my perspective, I think one of two things. Either if you're going to be an advanced race of beings, you're going to have a council, and on that council are going to be, you know, very spiritually adept people who have a long history of service, you know, to the people, not screwing the people like we do now. And you're going to have, you know, something like that running, you know, some organization like that. If you have an advanced culture running things, the next step down, I would say, would be having a group of grandmothers, you know, advisors who've been around, you know, that could come in and run things a hell of a lot better than the patriarchal program that's going on, you know, or it could be a combination of both. But, you know, something like that is going to have to happen. We're going to have to have some kind of a spiritual advisory council to keep things in check that people are going to back and some other kind of reconciliation program too, to put an end, you know, to the nonsense that has been going on. So, but I do know, I tell you what's funny is that as much as I'm out of the loop on this stuff, I'm in the loop on some other things, and I can't really talk about all of it right now, but, you know, I know people on some very high levels and talking about what's coming down. And I think we are going to see an end, you know, an end to the being run by criminal regimes, you know, where that's all going to be coming to a close here really soon. And we're going to have a whole different monetary system. And, you know, the treasury notes are going to come out, and they're going to be backed by gold, and the Federal Reserve and a lot of these other agencies are going to be totally, you know, Federal Reserve is toast. I mean, everything's going to go back to the Treasury Department. But, you know, all these other agencies, I think, are going to be reworked or done away with altogether because they're totally not in service to humanity. They're in service to the Queen or the Vatican, basically. And so there's going to be a big overhaul, you know, in that agenda. But, you know, it's hard for people to imagine, you know, if you were not under these, you know, heavy taxes, burdens, and if you weren't under, you know, the fuel burdens and enslaved through dependency and all these other technologies that are ready to come out, you know, if your health was up and you know, which means another technologies coming out too, you know, we would be one of the richest nations on the planet if we just implemented what we already have, you know, the fuelless energy technology, bring that out. You know, like let people actually use their incomes to do whatever they need to do. And, you know, there's a lot of different things we could do right away that would just totally shift and turn this around. And, you know, I think, you know, just even going to a sales tax, you know, there's a lot of different ways. But, you know, it's just there's just going to have to be a major house cleaning and a redirection of consciousness, because I'm still running into people that are so asleep and they really believe in these criminals that are there. You know, they shouldn't be running for office. They should be in jail.
If you watch the news and you look at all the protesters, you can see that there's still a lot of people asleep. And hey, I'm not against Bernie Sanders, other than I think some of his programs are unrealistic. I think he has a nice message. I agree with, you know, a lot of what he says, but I don't know how he's going to give everybody free college and all that kind of stuff, you know, because it doesn't sound realistic to me.
Well, it actually is. If you understood the amount of wealth that is available, that is being made available. Right. And when we get rid of this, this totally gross, uneven dispersal of wealth, and also do away with the burdens that are put on people. And if the money that people do pay is diverted to where it should be, instead of diverted to, you know, the Queen and the Vatican and other places, everybody's going to get a huge burst.
Well,
you know,
I can agree with that. If we transition to a spiritual based society instead of entitlement based society,
yeah,
you know, where
exactly.
People demand it as, hey, this, you owe me this, you know, I could agree with you there, and I could agree that we could transition the economy to an immensely wealthy economy. If we get rid of the fractional reserve banking and the national debt and all that kind of crap, that's just, you know, that's, we're basically indentured servants to the national debt. You know, we're all slaves under this system.
Yeah, that is going out, and when that goes out, there is going to be an abundance, and then a lot of Bernie Sanders programs could be implemented. But the only way that's going to happen is that we're going to have to really figure, you know, sit down and go, okay, where is this money going? You know, whose pockets are getting lined? Get rid of this huge sense of entitlement and start, you know, taking, you know, get our justice system back. You know, we don't have a justice system anymore. That's why these people are Teflon, you know, coated. Nothing sticks to them because they own.
They're talking about indicting Hillary now. And I guess the FBI director and a whole bunch of his other people said, we're going to resign if they don't indict her, because this just ain't right, you know. So
I mean, it's blatant. What she did is blatantly
changes
illegal. I mean, they're criminal offenses, what she's done, obviously. And you know, people are going to go, oh, you're just a woman basher. You know, you're just afraid of a strong woman and things like that. You hear all these lame excuses. And I said, well, you know, I'm all for a woman being president. I'm all for a woman, you know, a council and things like that. But show me a woman, you know. You know, I don't want some, you know, something that is totally out of touch with, you know, what it means to be a woman, which is to be loving and nurturing and you know, tapped into spirit and things like that. You know, that's what we need. We need to get rid of this old ego-driven patriarchal program that's running.
I agree definitely.
Yeah, I think that the only way this can be fixed is energetically, be honest with you. It's like, okay, we're going to pump the energy in and the garbage is going to come up and it's going to go out, and it's going to be like a soup, you know. And then, you know, when you're making a soup, all the dross rises to the top, you scoop it off and you got a beautiful soup. And that's kind of basically what's happening. It's being done with consciousness and light and energy, and there are forces beyond what we can imagine, and they're pressing in hard right now, and they're coming in so strong, and there's such a big event getting ready to happen here that these other guys know about it, and they're squirming, and they're on the wrong side of the fence, basically, and they aren't going to be making it. You know, they're not frequency specific to where the earth is evolving to, you know.
The nice thing that I noticed is that you know, you've got Trump and Sanders are both anti-establishment candidates, and they're making, you know, big moves this year. So maybe that's a measurement of the temperature out there, and a pulse or something that you can measure it with. And you know, at least that's a nice positive change to see that people are finally sick and tired of the new boss, same as the old boss type system we have.
Yeah, and the double speak, you know, that's going on. It's like I've just watched these guys say whatever they needed to say, you know, to get elected, and then they get called out on it, and they just keep saying, "I never said that." You know, you're putting words into my mouth, and then they've got them on film saying it. You know, here's the thing that blows me away. There's absolutely no shame. No shame whatsoever. No, and not that shame's a good thing, but the audacity to go there and just completely lie, redundantly lie over and over again, and have no regard or no respect for truth or not even the consciousness of knowing that you're lying. It's almost pathological. It's just like. And you watch this and you go, oh, my God, man, I would be so embarrassed. I would go, man, and at least admit it. I go, oh, yeah, you know, well, you know, I said some dumb things in the past or whatever, but my mind just changed. They don't. They just totally deny it, and they just keep going forward. And it just blows me away that a human could actually fall that far. From just reality that other people can't see through that, and that are still waving flags and cheering these people on.
Well, you know, they belong to the secret club, so they think they can get away with anything, I guess. And, you know, that's a rather shocking revelation. Was one of the longtime insiders came out on the news. I think it was Newt Gingrich came out on the news and said, Trump wasn't an insider. He didn't belong to the club. He wasn't part of the secret society. He hadn't been initiated. That's why they're scared to death of him. He actually said that right on TV, you know.
Yeah.
But he wasn't part of the secret club, you know. And,
yeah.
It's just every once in a while they slip up like that and tell you what's really going on. And, you know.
I think we need to just, the whole system needs to be changed. It needs to be overhauled. We need a totally different system. And to me, you know, maybe Trump is the guy that's going to just call it all out and call it as it is. And he's going to be the bull in the China shop, you know. I'm hoping that's the case. I really hope it is. But, you know, when you over the years, when you see the same pattern over and over again, you just go, oh, God, I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to jump into this. And then get totally set up again, you know. So
right.
I'm just wondering
who he's
going to pick. He's mentioned some people, you know. There's mentioned that he's going to pick this person, and things like that. And some of the people that have been mentioned are Council on Foreign Relations people, you know. So you know, we got to really watch.
I haven't heard that yet.
Surrounds him.
I haven't heard that yet. But I know Ted Cruz is picking all CFR members for his.
Oh, yeah.
You know, basically the people who repealed Glass-Steagall Act and, you know, ruined the economy, those are, you know, in the Ted Cruz camp. You know, Hillary's going to have CFR people all around her.
Oh,
I haven't heard yet who Trump has picked in any of this yet. I think he's about to come out and say it.
I hope he picks Ron Paul or somebody. that would be awesome. Ron Paul or even...
Yeah.
God, what's that, yeah. Jesse Ventura there?
Like,
you know,
yeah,
somebody like that. That'd be quite a team, you know.
Right.
Or even Rand Paul, you know, if he could pick Rand Paul or
yeah,
whatever.
Rand Paul, right? Lou Rockwell, he's a libertarian. He actually came out in support of Trump. So, you know, they created this Libertarians for Trump, even though Trump isn't really a libertarian. But he said, you know, they say, well, this is the best we can get this time, you know, around. So I don't know. You know,
yeah.
I'd say keep your eyes on it and ears close to the ground and see what happens. And I don't know. I mean, I didn't think we'd have a second chance after Obama.
You know, commenting on the Bushes or the Clintons or and just calling the stuff out and you know, hinting towards I'm going to get to the bottom of this, you know, and all this stuff is coming up at the same time too, so. It's, you know, the Kennedy assassination, who was really behind it, you know, 911, all this stuff is surfacing all at the same time. And he's right in
Well,
the flow
what's
of
interesting
that, you know?
About the whole the astrology of the 60s and the time we're entering now, you know, is one of these big squares that, you know, you got the waxing phase and the waning phase, and it almost seems like we're kind of mirroring in a way the astrology of the 60s with the JFK assassination and all that. So, you know, I mean, JFK could have changed the world, but, you know, they killed him. And he was going after a lot of people. He was going to clean it up. And that's why they, you know, they had like 14 different groups of people that were going to kill Kennedy. And they were, you know, he was going after them all. He was going to clean up the system.
Well, I think the Kennedy spirit and his energy is very alive and coming on strong, and, you know, in the other dimensions is pressing forward again. So these other guys are going to have their day, and you know, that energy is going to surface again, and we're going to have a major house cleaning. That's what I feel is coming to the surface.
I feel there's some change in the wind coming. That's you know, like, you know, it's a big, there's some big changes coming, massive changes coming.
Yeah, that's what everybody's feeling. That we don't know the details, but you can feel something very big is coming down the pike, and it's not going to be business as usual.
I read an astrology report. Now, this is a really good astrologer. I think it was over Uranian astrologer or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she said that we're in a period, we're approaching a period that is basically the star configurations of the Civil War and the Revolution, the first American Revolution, both together at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
So that might be part of what you're starting to feel now. But, yeah, there's huge energies that have been at work for the last decade.
They're all surfacing now. It's all culminating.
Hard to explain.
Yeah. Hey, I've got some other callers on here, but Robert, thanks for calling in, and I share the same feelings. And, you know, I haven't been up on the whole political thing so much, other than just saying, "Oh my God," you know, when things do pop up off the plate. But I guess it all gets sorted out.
Thanks for having me on, James.
I know that. All right,
thanks
for calling.
Having me on, James. God bless.
All right, you too. Looks like we've got Tanya on line two. Tanya, are you with us?
Claudia?
Hello. Is this Tanya? Or?
It's Claudia.
Claudia. Okay. It says Tanya on here. That's no problem. But Claudia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Since you're talking politics, do you have any feelings about Andrew DeBasiago, who said he was going to run, but he's not really advertising or anything, I don't think?
Yeah. Now, I know Andrew really well, and he does have a lot of good information, and My feeling is I think he's just going to bring a lot of information out that needs to be brought out, and that might be what his sole purpose is. You know, is he electable? You know, you're just not hearing much about him out there. He's just not in the news, or you know, which is expected, basically. But you know, he's got a lot of good ideas, and he's got, you know, he's exposing a lot of things that need to be exposed. And sometimes, you know, that's their job. It doesn't mean they're going to get elected, but they're here to bring out a bunch of information. So, he'd be another one. But, he just doesn't have, the bold facts are, unfortunately, he just doesn't have the money like Trump and all these other people and the backing to get out there, you know. But there might be a huge grassroots movement, you know, to bring this out. But anyway, you know, he's doing a great job of getting the information out, you know, and talking about the secret space program and the cover-ups and who's involved and all that stuff. And kudos to him for that.
Right. Could I ask one more question, or have you got more questions?
Sure. Oh yeah, we've got a few more minutes.
You mentioned a few times now about people's DNA and other stuff getting damaged from the vaccines and other things.
Yeah.
And not connecting with their soul. Do you have any ways that we can recover that? Because actually, I've got that damage. And
you know, there are, and they're coming out soon. There's some people that I'm talking with that have some pretty incredible new technologies, different silvers, like covalent silver instead of colloidal silver. It's a different type of animal. Some other things to rebuild your telomeres and rebuild your DNA and reset your DNA through frequency and through other means as well. So there's a lot of things coming out on the market that can do a lot of repair. It's so sad when you see what they do to children. I mean, it's just beyond sick. I can't even come up with words for it, what's happened to the children. And that's where, you know, I draw the line, like, come on, you know, you're using them as guinea pigs and the stuff you're putting into them is toxic and it's extremely damaging, you know, in the long run. And why are you doing this? You know, how can anybody in their right mind inject babies with so many vaccines? I mean, they have a doll, and I put it out on Facebook, of all the vaccines that these kids get, you know, before they reach the age of 5 or something like that. But it's unbelievable. This kid looks like a pincushion, and they list all the vaccines. And, you know, a lot of them do have the thimerosal in them. They've got Nogales in them. They have all these other things in there that are just have very, very serious consequences, you know, from autism to the ability to just totally collapsing their immune system.
And the thimerosal, I know, does the neurological damage. And so is that also connected to not being able to connect your soul? Like Nassim Haram said, your DNA and your nerves are like antennae, is that right? Your nerve cells in your brain?
Yeah, your cells actually have an antenna on the outside of them that actually connects to
the spirit. Those are broken from the mercury actually destroys them.
And yeah,
so,
totally destroys them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay, I'll go off my duck wing. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling in. All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour here. You know, it's interesting. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but people need to know what's going down. And when it comes to the children, I think, you know, we cannot stand by idly and not bring this information out. And it's very sad that so many doctors have been killed, you know, for bringing this information out, especially about Nogales and thimerosal and things like that. They're just whacking them right and left. So anyway, you know, what can I say? You know, there's hit squads out there. The big pharma is scared. You know, Monsanto is scared. You know, they're trying to keep it together. The chemtrail boys know it's coming to an end. You know, that's going to be ending in a couple months. You know, all of this stuff is coming down. It's coming up to the light, and they didn't pull it off. I mean, the New World Order boys did not pull off what they wanted to do, and they're in extreme overtime right now, you know, trying to pull this off, but they don't realize that something very big is usurping their plans, you know, and it's beyond what they can imagine. So anyway, that game is up. You know, we're still having to deal with it, but it's up, and it's on its way out, and the forces behind, you know, bringing in more of a fifth dimensional consciousness and, you know, a whole different grid are very well in place, and they're very active right now, and this is pressing in. And you know, basically, again, if you're not frequency specific to where the Earth is evolving to, if you're not in alignment with universal law and these higher dimensional energies that are coming in, you know, you're not going to be functioning anymore. That's just the bottom line. You know, there's no judgment there. You're either with the frequency or you're not. You're either with the shift or you're not. If you're not, you're not going to be here. It's not real complicated. It's all about frequency. So, you know, it's you're either frequency specific to the Earth's evolution and where she's going and the divine plan, or you're not, and you'll be experiencing something somewhere else. You know, so I don't know how much more complicated it can get than that. You know, we don't have to overcomplicate this thing, but, you know, if you're working in the highest and best good of humanity, the Earth, if you're service-oriented, if you're focusing on love and joy and bliss and service to humanity, you know, you're fine. If you're just a good person, you're fine, but get educated and make sure you're not serving the beast. You know, that's the bottom line. You may be a really good person out there, you know, but you may be the brute squad, you know, for the corporations and not even knowing it. you know, or you may be, you know, the injector of all these inoculations that are deadly, and thinking you're you know, in service and thinking you're a healer or helping people, you know. So it's all a matter of doing the research, you know, checking it out, and impeccable integrity, and just, you know, get behind the shift and do what's necessary. You know, don't feed the beast anymore. But anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour here. We've got to sign off, unfortunately. But anyway, thanks for calling in, Robert and Tanya, and the ones we couldn't get to, because we are hitting the end of the hour. So anyway, stay tuned. Watch the skies. Incredible activity in the skies right now. The higher dimensional beings are pressing in. Tune in. Do your clearing work. If you don't know how to clear unseen negative influences, send us an email. We'll send you the technique on doing it. And, you know, we can all work together and turn this planet around. And that's what it's all about. It's about service to the people and service to the planet. And, you know, it's just doing, you know, taking the right action, right thinking, right eating, all, you know, basically the eight limbs that we all know about. Just, you know, being kind to each other and being kind to yourself and being kind to the planet. So as the Dalai Lama said, you know, when they asked him what his religion was, he said, "I practice kindness." And that's his religion. And that's what we all need to do. So anyway, this is James Gillen signing off with As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a good evening, and focus on the skies and stay in the heart. Good night.